Lastly, one of my favorite moments from 2017 was when we went to Brooklyn, New York in February. It was a wild week. Bill got stuck in Chicago in a blizzard and had to be replaced by Snap Judgment host Glenn Washington.
And our Not My Job guest also couldn't make it. And the guy who agreed to fill in would only do it on one condition.
Don't tell me who I'm replacing.
Well, interestingly,
and if you could, I don't know what your plans are because it's your game, but ask me the questions you were going to ask him or her see if I can figure out who this person was.
Yeah, we didn't change. We have the interview questions prepared and, of course, the same game.
Are they the same interview questions?
Same interview questions.
So he'll have to guess who.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, Stephen, are you ready to do this?
Yep.
All right. Well, open bracket, Stephen, close bracket. You've done so much, movies, TV shows, your book, but here's the big question. What's it like being on Taylor Swift's squad?
A, it's an honor. B, it's a challenge.
Sure.
Because you always have to be on your toes. Hmm. It's me, Julie Andrews.
All the greats.
Carol Channing, you have to keep your secrets. Because, you know, she always wears those very high-waisted skirts.
Yes.
So you can't see her navel.
No.
And the secret, well, there's secrets we can't tell about that. And I can tell you guys because you're not going to tell anybody,
no.
Right?
No.
Her navel has teeth in it. Has little teeth in it. And the navel,
her belly button.
Her butt has little sharp teeth in it. And the navel, actually, the belly button writes all the songs, actually.
Now, here's the next question we had prepared. A lot of people comment about how much you appear naked on your show. And we were wondering, you know, if that's something that... that you feel is important to get some kind of message across to America?
I love my body.
Woo! Yes.
And
Yeah, you do.
I love my body.
Yeah.
And it's possible I wrote a book about it.
Did you write a book about
evidently
that?
Evidently not.
Okay. Yeah.
I often appear naked on my show.
You do.
I often appear naked on my show.
Now, wait a second. We should tell Stephen this is the one question we were going to ask him anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just to be fair.
I'm going to ask you one last question.
This is only one more.
Is it weird to have all that awkward sex on camera with Adam Driver?
Because I know that
first
we're
of all,
making it sound that way.
It's not weird. It's not weird. Adam's,
he's very professional.
He's a professional. He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
I will say the sex is real. Because I'm all about keeping it real.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, as I stand here today.
Yeah.
Okay, as sure as my name is Lena Dunham, what I want to say to you. You name the day, you name the place, I will continue to have sex with Adam Driver, whether or not the show continues.
Now
that you have
solved the mystery, let's talk to you about you. How are you doing these days?
I am so not as interesting as this game just was.
Because you were so good at being the character Stephen Colbert for so long, was it difficult for you at first on CBS Late Night to be yourself on TV? Did you have to figure out who that was, how to do that?
A little bit. You know, I wasn't sure how much my character and I felt the same way about things.
Yeah.
You know, we're both, you know, huge Lord of the Rings freaks.
Yeah.
And we're both like Catholics. But one thing that my wife as the character was named Lorraine, and we had a terrible relationship.
Right.
But my wife in real life is named Evie, and we have a great relationship.
Yeah,
so one of the ways
one.
I started on the new show, knowing I was me and not the guy, was that for the first couple months, I would beg my wife, can you just come sit in like the fifth row so I can look at you every night?
Aww.
I go, okay, I'm the guy married to her.
Right.
And so that helped a lot.
Do you ever think about what your old character would think of our new president, what he might say?
You know what? I think he's a strong president. We've got to stand behind this guy is what I think.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Get in line. All right? What part of all caps don't you understand? Sorry.
That was scary.
I was just possessed.
The transformation.
Possibly.
Stephen, we know that the president watches Saturday Night Live because he tweets about it. He doesn't like it, but he keeps watching it. You do a lot of material about the president. Do you have any indication that he's watching you?
I don't know. No, he hasn't said Jack.
Right.
He hasn't said Jack about me.
Huh. Do you feel bad about that? Do you wish he was watching you so you could speak directly to him as they do on SNL?
I don't care.
No.
Now that's really going to upset him.
Yeah, I know.
He's listening.
He's gonna start watching.
Because he listens to a lot of NPR, my friends.
Shut up! I'm listening to Wait. Hold on.
Well, as much as we asked you the questions we had prepared for Lena Dunham, we are going to play the game we had prepared for Lena Dunham.
Wait, we haven't even done the game
yet?
No,
sir. We'll make it quick. Okay, Lena Dunham, we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Let's hug it up, bro.
So... You created the TV show Girls.
Yes.
Has defined for many, at least HBO subscribers, the essential nature of female friendship. But that service was done for men years earlier with the touching, funny, and ultimately moving tribute to male friendship, Entourage. So, sir, answer three of our questions about that show. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Counsell's voice on their home answering machine. Glenn, who is Stephen Colbert playing for?
He's playing for Sandra Byers of Brooklyn, New York.
She might even be here. All right. Here's your first question. Let us set the scene. GQ magazine, which knows from bros, described the show this way. Was it A, quote, the most moving depiction of how men relate to each other since The Dirty Dozen? B, a show that is simultaneously too gay and not nearly gay enough? Or C...
Yep, that's right.
Or C, a 30-minute vehicle for boobs and product placement.
Oh, I wish it was B, but I think it's C.
You're right, Stephen. It was C.
Yeah.
The recent Entourage movie, however, GQ described as a 90-minute vehicle for boobs and product placement. Next question. The show has done some good in the world, as in which of these? A, someone donated a new reptile wing to the San Diego Zoo under the pseudonym Ari Gold. That's Jeremy Piven's snake-like agent from the show. B, a woman announced she would subject herself to watching the horrible Entourage movie once for every $10,000 donated to charity. She had to see it three times. Or C, the Boston Police Department reported 10% fewer fistfights during the run of the show just because filming it kept Mark Wahlberg occupied.
I'm going to go B.
You're right again, the woman. The woman raised $30,000. She says, the two things I hate most in the world are cancer and the show Entourage. Last question. One of the highlights of the show was the super agent Ari Gold, played by Jeremy Piven. Piven says he created the character by doing what? A, imagining himself as a 10-year-old boy in a custom suit. B, disguising himself and working at the agency CAA for 2 months in the mailroom. Or C, he based the character in the ancient Italian theater techniques of commedia dell'arte.
The second one was he worked at CAA. I want to go with B, CIA.
You worked at the CAA.
Oh. CAA, yeah.
No,
it was actually C.
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh, it's okay. Wow. I'm the scorekeeper. You get that one.
Sadly, we granted him absolute power.
That's
unwisely.
Right. Thank you, Peter.
His decisions are unreviewable.
It's true. How did Lena Dunham / Stephen Colbert do in our quiz, Glenn?
He got them all right.
Stephen Colbert, yes! Thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much.